This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Let's see what in the heck the Biden administration has created for on the first day of Black History Month for us that we have to undo. Nothing to celebrate here, that's for sure. Recapping, where do we begin? Let's start with the border. We're in the midst of the worst border invasion of our lifetimes. And Elon Musk, he put this message out on X. He said, the message was, illegal immigration increased by 1,000% over the last decade. 1,000%. I think we have a clip of Joe Biden and Obama on immigration. Check this out.
No great nation can be in a position where they can't control their borders. It matters how you control your borders. Not just for immigration, but it matters for drugs, terror, a whole range of other things.
When I took office, I committed to fixing this broken immigration system. And I began by doing what I could to secure our borders. Even as we are a nation of immigrants, we're also a nation of laws. Undocumented workers broke our immigration laws. And I believe that they must be held accountable, especially those who may be dangerous. If you're a criminal, you'll be deported. If you plan to enter the U.S. illegally, your chances of getting caught and sent back just went up.
Notice how Obama, it's very slick, it's very subtle. He makes a distinction that they're undocumented. But he says, but if you're a criminal, you will be deported. Meaning, if you're not a criminal, then even though you've too, a criminal, who committed an illegal act of crossing our border without going through the actual process of getting documented, well, you will make a special dispensation for. He literally decriminalized all those people. You know, if you come over here undocumented, you've broken our laws. But if you're a criminal, think about how subtle that is and how slick it is. Most people don't. And that's why we've made the distinction. Although they haven't done anything. They haven't committed any crimes. Well, you should go try it in North Korea. Go try to get into any country without your visa. If you go into, they call it now the Schengen area, and you sneak into any of the countries in Europe, you can't go in anymore, theoretically, unless you're undocumented. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I think I've already given that, but let's do it again. Why not? Do it again. Do it again. Do, 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 do it again. Kevin Jackson, smooth stylings. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So we have had a lot of traffic to the shop. People looky-loos. Not getting the conversion rates we want, but we'll fix it. But we do have a lot of cool products there, so I hope you check that out and continue to support us doing what you do. We really appreciate it. What else is going on in the news? Well, this year in Black History Month, we outed another Democrat unfit to serve in public office. Think about the number of Democrats who hate the country, who work with spies, who have taken bribes or other monies. You name it. Look at the list of people. Now, I'm not trying to make it because I don't think Republicans are a whole lot better. But as a rule, Democrats are, boy, they are scoundrels. Ilhan Omar, they're finally demanding that this traitor leaves the country. She has openly spoken out against the United States. Not only is that a violation of her oath as a citizen that she took because she came here legally, but it's an oath of office. It's a violation of her oath of office. She is supposed to be protecting this country, and she spits in our faces. I don't know about you. I want her out. I think there should be a mass petition that says she needs to be gone. I think if 74 million Americans who voted for Trump say we want her out and we put enough pressure on these weak-kneed, sissified Republicans, they might just keep the pressure on and get rid of her. I'm listening to Comer right now, and he's saying, well, it turns out Joe Biden used the services of an attorney, and that's a violation as a vice president. I'm like, so you've gone from having records of far, you know, where his son acted as a foreign agent, FARA violations. You've got SARS reports that could choke a quarter horse, suspicious activity reports. You've got 20-plus LLCs that are laundering money that you can follow the money on. And I know you've got forensic accountants doing it. You've got recordings of him with presidents and other agents within the federal foreign governments, rather. And you can't make a case against him, and we got to get it down to this nonsense? Well, he did take some free hours from an attorney. That's just stupid. Stop watering stuff down. You've got, it's like saying, well, he killed somebody, but we caught him for shoplifting. Get out of here. Prosecute Joe Biden and his family to the fullest extent of the law for high crimes and misdemeanors. And I don't care about the misdemeanors. Do the high crimes. Boy, things have gone so far left. You can openly hate America. You can openly hate white people. You can openly hate black conservatives. You can openly hate Christians and Jews. You can openly hate capitalists. You can openly sissify the military. And nobody will care. Nobody will say a word. Unbelievable. Here's another thing we just got. They say that the average person in America, I don't know if it's family or person, it's a Zoomer. They call them Zoomer. Gen Z. Many Americans, they write this, are woefully unprepared to handle an unexpected expense. Less than half, 44%, could afford to pay a $1,000 emergency cost from their savings. This was a recent Bankrate survey. This savings shortfall puts many households in a financially precarious situation. Well, that might explain the store. People going and looking around going, well, Kevin, we like what you have in the store, but we can't afford it. Oh, come on. I know you bunch of snotty people. You got it. Don't try to mess with me, especially the Trump shoes. I got the first pair. But I'm going to tell you, you want to get those. They're pretty cool. Many Americans recognize the importance of having an emergency fund, yet struggle to actually build one. Inflation may be partly to blame. Really? Nearly two-thirds of Americans say inflation and rising prices have caused them to save less for emergencies. If you put more in your paycheck towards necessities like groceries and gas, you have less left over. That is a massive problem right now. But, you know, that's nothing new. That ain't nothing new for Black History Month. That's something black folks suffer every month. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We talked earlier about Americans being in debt. It said this existing consumer debt may also be hindering America's ability to save. Total credit card debt reached a high of $1.08 trillion in the third quarter of 2023. They say this indicates that more families and individuals are using credit to make ends meet. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. We are talking about the crazy world of leftism that is all around us, but I will promise you, we more than outnumber them. We do. We're everywhere. And we are in. If you have the guts to let people know that you stand for Trump and you stand for truth, I promise you, you're surrounded. Unless you're in a big city, I'm talking about in the bowels of the beast, for the most part, you are going to be around pro-Trump MAGA Americans. And don't be surprised if you're in a black neighborhood or somewhere it doesn't seem like it's Trump or for whatever reason, and you wear a Trump shirt or some merchandise and somebody sees you and you get the whole heads up like, hey, I'm with you, I'm with you. You'll get those silent nods. Believe it. I know that it happens because I'm brave enough to do it. Most people are not. So Don't be afraid. Go show it. Well, they also say this. They said wage growth is outpacing inflation. Overall wage growth, it may not be the reality for all Americans. It says if you're whatever hasn't kept up with rising prices, your ballooning monthly expenses leave little room in your budget. Yeah, no kidding. I'm going to tell you, I've seen more complaining in the last 3 years than I've seen it. I don't know. There was no internet in the 80s, so it's hard to believe. But when Jimmy Carter was around and my grandparents were going around, you know, looking for gas at different gas stations and stuff, there was a lot of complaining then. But I haven't seen that much complaining until now. And I wasn't keeping track of it. It was just, I was younger. But I remember hearing grown-ups go, man, it's just gas. You can get gas over at certain stations. This is a penny cheaper, you know. And it was like, you drive over to get it. My grandparents would drive over to get it. But, hey, it's not like that for everybody. Alyssa Milano, well, her son's baseball team needed donations, and she solicited them from everybody else. Miss, I don't know how much the woman's worth, but she's in a lot of Hallmark movies. She was in that witch movie, which is a TV show, which was fitting because she is a witch. But she has the nerve to ask people to fundraise. She's going to fundraise publicly like a GoFundMe so she can send her kid to Cooperstown, you know, a baseball camp. And people reacted, well, are you kidding us? But see, the reason why I bring that story up, it's stupid because of what Alyssa Milano did. It was stupid of her to do it. But the reason I bring it up is to show you just how entitled these wealthy leftists believe they are. Why should she have to pay for her son's camp? When you're willing to do it, why should she fork it over? So what, she's probably, I don't know if she is, but I think she's a multimillionaire. But that's her money. This is something that her child is doing for America. I mean, surely you can see. Man, they blasted this chick. How dare you? But that's what she did. What about E. Jean Carroll? How are things going for her? They asked her if she would campaign for Biden. I'm going to get that clip ready. I can only hope she campaigns for Biden. And I hope he puts her front and center. Maybe she and Taylor Swift can do some campaign stops together.
Point, you've said that when you've actually faced the man, he's just a man with no clothes on.
Yeah.
It's the people around him that are giving him the power. What do you mean by that?
Well, Hans Christian Andersen's great fairy tale, The Emperor Has No Clothes, that is written about Donald Trump. It's just, we're the ones who clothe him in all this power. Hmm. He has none himself. It's his followers. It's his hangers-on. In the court, they were strutting back and forth and handing him messages. It was, right, Robbie?
Ms. Yeah. Ms. Carroll, you say he's nothing. You say the emperor has no clothes. The emperor is trying to run for president,
yes,
again.
And right now is leading.
And right now, the polls suggest it's a coin flip. It's very close. Have you heard from Joe Biden's campaign arm about potentially campaigning against the former President Donald Trump?
No.
Are you interested in doing so?
Do anything I can.
That's a yes.
Even Joe Biden's campaign is smart enough to stay away from that cuckoo skank. Welcome back, everybody. E. Jean Carroll, I'm not kidding you. Why in your wildest imagination would you choose that woman to be the one that you build your case against Donald Trump? This is the feminist movement. By the way, they cut her hair. They gave her this kind of Jennifer Aniston back in the Friends days haircut to try to make her look cuter. She ain't much cuter. It's a nice haircut, but that woman is a kook. And the idea that they want to sell her to you, that Donald Trump, the billionaire, did that and award her $83 million? What about, what's her name, Juanita Broderick, who was actually raped by Clinton? Paula Jones, other women in the trail of Bill Clinton, and what about, I mean, so many other women are deserving of awards. Now, I don't know about $83 million, but they're deserving of awards, and they got nothing. It just goes to show you how the left will fight against something tooth and nail, depending on who it is. Tara Reid had to leave the country. She lives in Moscow, Russia. Why? Because she accused Joe Biden, the senator, of raping her. And I will bet you money that he did. Joe Biden was a scumbag. And that's why his wife tried to commit suicide years ago, tried to kill herself and all the kids, ended up killing their daughter. Because Joe Biden was a womanizer and worse. I mean, he was making her feel so small. But they don't talk about that. The Me Too movement won't even broach it. But that's what he was doing. I don't need to re-litigate it. You can go listen to the program where I talk about him. And, I mean, just a scumbag of the highest order.
But he's brought decency to the White House.
And how about that judge in the E. Jean Carroll case? Kaplan. Once a mentor to E. Jean Carroll's lawyer, Roberta Kaplan, who, by the way, is not related to him. But they worked together in the early 90s at a law firm called Paul Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton, and Garrison in Midtown. Now, I don't know much about legal process, but I do know this. If there is a conflict of interest, potentially, in this case, a lawyer used to work with a guy, he was her mentor, etc., you're supposed to recuse yourself. So why didn't he? Why didn't his judge say, you know what, I'd love to handle this case because I hate Donald Trump and I want to definitely steer it in the way against Donald Trump, but people will know that. And so I need to recuse myself. But instead, the judge goes, you know what? I probably should say something about this, but I won't. Because I'm going to get Donald Trump at all cost. And even if they know that that's what my motive is, because I'm a leftist judge and you get promoted when you do devious things, I'm going to go ahead and leave myself in and prosecute Donald Trump to the fullest extent of the law, even though I know he hasn't done anything.
Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. After a Boeing 737 MAX door blew off early into a flight earlier this month, the FAA has been investigating the company to ensure planes are safe for flight. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre with reporters on Wednesday.
What we want to make sure, and what FAA wants to make sure, and it is their top priority.
There were no injuries during the initial blowout, but the entire 737 MAX 9 fleet was grounded pending investigations. 12 suspects were arrested by federal law enforcement officials in a major international drug bust dubbed Operation Dead Hand. United States Attorney Martin Estrada providing details about how the fugitives were able to smuggle drugs through the U.S. and Canada.
Underscores that drug trafficking is a global problem, not a local one.
The bust was carried out through a joint operation by the FBI, Los Angeles Police Department, and other law enforcement agencies. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The world has changed because of what Trump has done. And the American people, including independents and some Republicans, know how bad he is, know how much he's misrepresented, know how he's getting close to getting us in a war. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election.
That was Joe Biden warning black folks about Donald Trump. He said, hey, if you're not careful, black people, Donald Trump may get us in a war with Iran. You can't trust him. You don't know what he's going to do. He's got a brain dysfunction. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I want you to think about the things that Joe Biden has talked about and how they came true for him. Donald Trump is the least warlike guy. If he's got to show some strength, he will. But mostly, he doesn't want to fight you. He's going to bankrupt you. That's the way he fights. But look at Joe Biden in contrast, the guy who does have us at the brink of war with Iran. And then he tips his strategy.
Well, you know, we're going to bomb them and then we're going to do it. At 3 o'clock, whatever in the morning, there might be a surprise for Iran.
I don't know what he said, but everything I've read so far has been, he's been so open about what he might do that Iran's like, if you bring it, we're ready for you. Come, you bring what you need. God, the world was so different under Donald Trump. And I'm not going to try to convert leftists. I don't give a crap what those people think. But if they haven't figured it out that we were right and they were wrong, you know what it is. They're just too butthurt to go, oh, you know what, we made a mistake. You know, Donald Trump is really the better candidate. And we're sorry that we keep fighting you and we keep, you know, whatever. I would accept it. But I don't need to hear it. I already know it. I know what they're thinking. They don't have the guts to tell you they were wrong. It takes being a grown-up to go, you know what, I made a mistake. Many people I know did on Donald Trump. People that I respect. I've talked about it on this program. My brother, my older brother, taught me a lot of the stuff that I know. And I'm who I am because of my interactions with him. He called me, I think it was late January, early February, said, I made a mistake about Trump. This guy's a rock star. Trump hadn't served a month in office. I'm not exaggerating this. It wasn't a month. My brother was doing a mea culpa. One of my good friends, John Andrews in Colorado, same thing. Very respected guy, was a senator. And he was like, I stand corrected. How many of those other Never Trumpers? Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, many of them. Guy, what's his face, on Fox. I've watched that guy have a meltdown in Colorado over Donald Trump. Now they sing his praises. And it isn't, in our case, it isn't, well, the other guy, the way they do with Biden, they say, well, at least he's not Donald Trump. That's what they say. We don't go, at least he's not Joe Biden. We go, nope, look at Joe Biden. Look at inflation. Look at the wars. Look at the border. Look at all this stuff. We can tell you what it is. Ask the average leftist, what is your beef with Donald Trump?
Well, the judges don't like him. He's mean.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not going to take any more crap. Not that I take a lot of crap from him, but I'm not taking any more crap from anybody on Donald Trump. You're a big fat baby if you don't want to admit that Trump was not only a better president than Biden, because that's a super low bar, but he was an amazing president. And the problems that we're facing right now that Joe Biden said, I've always been for protecting the border. Really? I played a clip earlier. Or in the broadcast of Joe Biden telling us exactly why you should protect the border. You can't be a sovereign nation without it. There's also drugs coming in. There's also other things that are criminal element coming in. Donald Trump says the same thing. They call him a racist. Played a clip yesterday. Karine Jean-Pierre is asked point blank, the policies that Joe Biden now wants to implement at the border are identical to Trump's. Trump was called a xenophobe and a racist. Why are you not making the same claim against Joe Biden? And she completely doesn't answer the question. It's pathetic. Anyway, I want to talk about this. Donald Trump nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. What do you think? I love it. Trump nominated. Is this long overdue or what? I remember when they gave Barack Obama a Nobel Peace Prize, I almost lost it. I was like, why are you giving out affirmative action Nobel Peace Prizes at a time when this clown was prosecuting three wars? And they gave him a Nobel Peace Prize. Well, he's been so transformational. With respect to what? He couldn't have peace external to America and internal to America. He created wars. Wars of black versus white, male versus female, Muslim versus non-Muslim. That was the first time we dealt with that dynamic in forever. Barack Obama was a great divider. I don't know if people realize how amazing that 4 years of disruption of the Great Reset, the New World Order, what the Democrats and leftists were doing in this country. I want you to think on it for a minute. What would have happened if they hadn't had that four-year break? Hillary Clinton would have been president. She would have won it again because they would have known how to cheat. Probably won it again. We wouldn't have Joe Biden, that's for sure. So we'd have that embarrassment would be gone from the records. Hillary probably would have chosen Kamala Harris as her VP. But what wouldn't we have had that Trump did? We wouldn't have a Supreme Court where sometimes we can win, even though it's 6-3. I know we still need one more justice in order to win. What did they do? They disrupted Trump from having a 7-2 Supreme Court justices. We would have been able to forego even Chief Justice Roberts' votes with 7-2. The federal judges that he put across the board that are saving our butts right now. And the legacy of what Trump did in those 4 years, it will never be forgotten. Forget that he was a businessman that won. He was a person who performed. And that's what destroys the left. The fact that the man performed. They wanted him to be a failure. And it's funny, Trump made the comment the other day. He says, I hope Joe Biden fails. I hope the economy doesn't get any better for him. I remember saying that with Obama. How could you cheer for a guy who's doing all the wrong things and you cheer for the economy? You can't do it. It's antithetical. And you know what? How Obama did it? $10 trillion of debt, man. You can keep the economy afloat. So they did it. But look, I'm going to tell you how this guy, Obama, got a Nobel Peace Prize just shows you the watered-down version. It's like the New York Times getting all these Pulitzers. Who cares? These people are getting Emmys and Grammys. It was at ESPN. Were giving themselves fake Emmys. Fake ones. Putting the same initials of their host on. We talked about it a couple weeks ago. That's how bad they want the award. So Obama gets his Nobel Peace Prize for doing absolutely nothing. They made it affirmative action. The same way we have affirmative action at all the Ivy League schools, DEI. Let's go find us a militant black woman to put in charge of something so she can ruin it. That's what they're about. I talked earlier in this broadcast. I'm not pulling any punches. These women are destructive. Democrats are destructive. Black Democrats are destructive. Black female Democrats may be the most destructive on the scale. Donald Trump, they want to give him a Nobel Peace Prize. Long overdue. Is there anybody more deserving? They say it's because of the Abrams Accords and his efforts to bring peace to the Middle East. How's that working out for crazy Captain Demento? He's effectively ruined everything that Trump did. I tweeted that the Nobel Committee has no choice but to give Donald Trump this award, because if they don't, people are going to lose even more faith in it. But see, that's the way the left wants to play it. How can you give him a Nobel Peace Prize when you're trying to persecute him? So let's see how that plays out. I gave you the odds the other day on Trump winning or losing. What are the odds on whether or not he wins a Nobel Peace Prize? Right now, I put it at about 20%. So my biggest thing would be, for every $5 you bet, you win a dollar back if you hit. Minus the juice. Donald Trump deserves this award. He deserves it for the Abrams Accord. He deserves it for what he did in the Middle in Koreas. And he deserved it for what he did to unite this country. And I know a lot of people are, Kevin, there was still black. The legacy black-white issues that happened with the Democrats are never going to go away. Democrats are never going to let racism, sexism, xenophobia, whatever, die. But what they can't do is bring people together. And that's what Trump did. That's why he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize, for bringing Americans together.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card, and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Every day we peel back a little bit of the onion of the corruption of the Democrats. You know what we find? More onion. Yeah, the Democrats don't care what they do. It's buried in controversy. And J6 is a perfect example. And they talked about the J6 bomber. And guess what? They think it was an ex-FBI guy. Jim Hoft posted this the other day. J6 pipe bomber, the person is reportedly a former government employee, but the FBI refuses to interview him. This is another Ray Epps type story. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Over 3 years ago, January 5th, 2021, a suspect planted pipe bombs near the Washington, D.C., RNC and DNC headquarters the night before the January 6, 2021 protest. Now, why would they do that? Let's play along and pretend that it is a former FBI guy. Are they going to do the pipe bombs, blow them up in front of those buildings? And then, you know, again, look at these insurrectionists. It said, as previously reported, a mysterious suspect planted two pipe bombs at the RNC and the DNC DC headquarters and safely detonated. Well, they were safely detonated by the bomb squad on January the 6th. The FBI continued to drip out new videos of the suspect who placed two pipe bombs at these DNC and RNC facilities the night before. But a whistleblower stepped forward in 2022 and disclosed that the FBI was withholding information on the investigation. I know this comes as a shock to you. In 2023, the FBI finally offered a $500,000 reward for information on the alleged bomber. They said maybe they need to check who was on duty that night. That's what somebody wrote. The culprit was caught on video, but never caught by the FBI. I put this guy up there with the guy who dropped the dope at the White House. Yeah, the SCOTUS leaker. They said the greatest intelligence service in the world can't locate somebody they got on video, probably had a phone, could geo-track him. All the ways there are to catch criminals these days, but they can't find this one. No surveillance, no other DC cameras out there saying who this person is. It's almost like the FBI doesn't really want to catch this guy. Oh, you know who else? Put him up there with Adam Schiff's information leading to the Trump's disinformation and, you know, colluding with Russia. Put that up there with it. He said FBI whistleblower Kyle Serafin reported in May of 2023 that the technicians, the technicians who worked on the program told him the devices were inoperable. So they weren't meant to blow up anybody. They were meant to be there for show, part of Nancy Pelosi's Kabuki Theater. I'm surprised she didn't film it and have it ready for Hollywood. You know, another part of the saga of the J6 insurrection. Yeah, I believe nothing these people say. Oh, here's one. You're going to love this for misinformation. Zuckerberg warned his employees against taking the vaccine. While he called it fake news for us to do it, he didn't get it. Here's the clip.
I share some caution on this because we just don't know the long-term side effects of basically modifying people's DNA and RNA to directly encode in a person's DNA and RNA, basically the ability to produce those antibodies, and whether that causes other mutations or other risks downstream. So,
that was an employee conference call that he gave. And while he's telling people, you know, there's lots of things that we don't know. Well, the same things you would do if somebody was going to be injected, something was going to be injected into your own body. The same thing you would do. Lord knows, I warned everybody. I said, if you take an aspirin, that's not modifying your DNA or your mRNA. It's doing nothing. It's just going to do what it's supposed to do. It's an analgesic. It'll do what it's supposed to do, and then it's done. This is jacking with your DNA. And it's part of this new world order experimentation that, quite frankly, I knew was going to lower your immune system. There's a whole study, and I'm not going to talk much about it because there may be a client for us on the show. But we're studying probiotics and how people that are taking probiotics live longer, healthier lives. Not that you want to under Joe Biden, but if Trump gets in, you might want to consider it or reconsider it. But anyway, there are people that are fighting cancer and all these other things because of these modern medicine breakthroughs. And what is the government doing? It's colluding with Big Pharma to shorten your life or to be able to cut your life whenever they want to. And you guys heard me talking about the Bourne legacy when they were talking about the green pills and the blue pills and how they could just shut these people off by changing the protocol. I told you, I don't trust this government. There are people out there who think they're smarter than we are, and they want to limit the population. They want to choose who lives and who dies. I told you about the Bond movie where the villain can create a DNA-altering drug that can kill a specific species. In other words, it could kill all the Ethiopians if they chose to. It would not even impact Somalians or Ghanans. You know, they could be that targeted. What do you think? Who do you think they're going to target? I trust none of them. So when I hear these stories, you know, oh, look at what's going on with January 6th and you election deniers and you climate deniers. And I think to myself, y'all just need to shut up. We're on to you. We know you're lying. And it's in your face. It isn't like you have to go looking for a conspiracy. It's in your face. E. Jean Carroll. Have I talked enough about that skank? E. Jean Carroll knows that what happens with Trump never happened. She knows it never happened. But she's happy to do media and get on parade. And I got to tell you, what a representative of leftist feminism. A person who would lie on an individual. While we were researching this, my producers are already looking at me, shaking their head. We found the video of a kid, a man, who had been accused of rape. And then the woman admitted she lied. And he's in court, and he's upset. But he just puts his head down on the table, and he starts crying. Because I can only imagine what this guy went through. He didn't have the money that Trump has. He didn't have the attorneys. He didn't have the bully pulpit. He didn't have an accuser that's as kooky as they say. I'd like to tell you, he's nuttier than squirrel turds. He didn't have any of that. So he was in prison knowing he hadn't done anything. And then years later, this woman goes, I'm sorry, I lied. She's all crying and stuff. And you can only be so sad for her admitting it and happy that she did it because there's a part of you that goes, you took away years from my life. What do you think Donald Trump's going through every time one of these bimbo things happens? What do you think he's thinking to himself? Why am I putting up with this? Why do I have to go through this nonsense to do what's right for the country? He would be 100% right to feel that way. Why do I have to do it? Why would I want to do it? And do you know these people are hunting him? They are targeting him, persecuting him for sport, the same way they did with Kavanaugh. Remember when Kavanaugh broke down and was crying and saying, that, you know, I'm so angry. A man that has two daughters that love and respect their dad, a guy who built his reputation over the years, put that kind of time in, only to have it destroyed. It would be one thing if you destroyed yourself because you did something stupid. Like these dudes on Chris Hansen when they go in on To Catch a Predator. That's one thing. But when you haven't done anything, that hurts all the worse. And the Democrats don't care. They don't care if they destroy your life. They move on faster than locusts. They eat the crop and they flutter off to go eat somebody else's crop. And you're sitting there going, why did God create them? Just so we could have a plague of them? Well, we're having a plague of locusts, folks. They're called Democrats. And they allow a horde to come in from Central and South America and some from Mexico to come in and be locusts on our economy. The same way that the Democrats who are here, that's what they are. They're takers. Democrats are not givers. If you're around them, I promise you, they are plotting to take from you. They want to take your sanity. They want to take your pride. They certainly want to take your money. They will covet whatever you have around you because as far as they're concerned, it's theirs. You don't deserve it. They do. And the more they can get from you, they consider it earning it.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.